It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Helper Mayor Lanice Peterman. It's always fun to have her come in because there's always something great going on in Helper. Lanice, thanks for taking out the time and joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I love sharing information and things that are going on in and around Helper.
So let's talk about what's going on in Helper. First and foremost, we kind of were just discussing off the air, the master design plan is on the Helper City website.
Correct. We partnered with USU Logan's Architecture Group, and the students came down in the fall. We were their fall project, and they basically put together a master design plan for the city. We recently uploaded it to our city website. However, you have to download it. It's such a large PDF. You can't launch it from the website, but it really has given life to next projects for this spring. So we're excited to use that work and leverage it.
It kind of allows you to get on there and see, you know, some of the things that are up and coming. Like some of the things that, what are some of the things that people might see on there?
The very first thing that we're going to take away from that design plan is wayfinding signage. We've been fortunate. We've secured a private donor who is willing to pay for signs and posts, and we're looking to take those funds and actually double it in other arenas so that we can get our billboards redone, as well as some gateway improvements. So we're pretty excited about that because when you can get that seed funding, it just really facilitates things.
And it just keeps growing. And then and then the other thing is it lets people know that Helper's on the map too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Another big thing that you guys have been working on, you've been working on it for quite a while, is dark skies designation.
Correct. We actually submitted our final application this past December. We hope to hear this spring if we will be a certified dark sky community. And in that effort, we have partnered with the University of Utah. They recently implemented a dark skies program, and we'll have 30 students coming to visit from the University of Utah the weekend of February 21st through the 23rd. They'll be taking light readings, getting to know the community. We're going to be their field laboratory, so to speak. And what's really fun is Saturday, February 22nd, from 2 to 5 p.m., they will be at the Untitled Gallery located on Main Street, and they're going to do some community outreach and education about what dark skies, what that is, what that means, as well as astrotourism and some other things that they're studying, you know, as a higher education.
And you know, the thing about becoming a dark skies designation is that there are some cities that are that way, but the majority of it are like national parks. Like, I believe Bryce Canyon is a dark skies designation. I think that when we were there one time, they were discussing that.
Yes, most of the dark skies in Utah have been national parks, which totally makes sense. Torrey, Utah was the first community certified as a dark sky community. We hope to be the second. So, you know, we're crossing our fingers and doing the hard work that goes along with that.
Right. And so if you would like more information on that, they'll be here the weekend of the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd. And they're having the open house, so to speak, the 22nd.
Correct.
At the Untitled Gallery. That's on Main Street from 2 to 5. So if you have any questions about dark skies, go there and they'll get you'll have all your questions will be answered there.
Correct.
All right. The other thing you wanted to bring up is the Utah Well-Being Survey. Let's talk about that.
Yes. So we are partnering again with Utah State University. They have basically identified 18 communities across Utah where they're kind of taking a pulse on people's well-being. So when we talk about that, it's not only your physical health, but your mental health. We're talking about housing in this survey. You know, do we have enough? Is it just right? Is it too much? So we're excited to partner with them because that feedback will be utilized and help us drive further improvement in the city based on the citizens' feedback. So you can take that survey. It's a 6-minute survey. If you hit my Helper City Mayor page, I've posted the link. It's just a quick click and, you know, run through the survey and give us that feedback. We do want you to be 18, and we would like feedback only once per person.
And it's the website is actually helpercity.net, correct?
That's the city's website. It's actually on my Facebook page, the Helper City Mayor Facebook page.
Okay, so go to her Facebook page, and the link is on there for that well-being survey. And get in there and fill it out, and let's have as many people sign up and fill this out as we can. That way they get the best information, really.
Correct.
And then last but not least, it seems like every time that you come in, we're talking some sort of river restoration. And now it's phase five is getting ready to start, you were telling me.
Yes. During the winter months is when we can, the river is low. We have the opportunity to get in, clear out the debris, reorganize the river channels, and make it more, return it to a natural state. So phase five will be firing up here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then we're actually already looking ahead. We're always a year ahead in our river restoration work. And phase six, which is what we're calling our final phase, is the biggest and boldest, I think, to date. It goes up to the Gelati Pond. It will remove the old diversions that were put in and, again, return it to a more natural state. So we've already pitched to some of our funders who have funded the project since the beginning, and we're looking for probably about $2 million to make that one happen.
And that's for phase six?
Correct.
And that will be, you're saying that one will be probably next year is what you're
yes.
looking at.
Yeah, and what it is, it's the end point to the river. You can tube for 3 miles down to the beach behind the Balance Rock. It's really it's the kickoff point to all of the work we've done to date. And in that process, we've created not only human passage, but fish passage. We're trying to recover an endangered species fish. And we're actually seeing cutthroat trouts coming back up the Price River, which hasn't happened due to the health of the river. So we're excited about the results of what we're seeing.
A lot of great things going on there with the river and Helper. So phase five, couple of weeks.
Yes.
And that's going to be a pretty big phase, it sounded like.
Phase five, it's still a little north of the city. It's up Martin Road a bit. It'll be significant, but I think they're all significant and important.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, Lanice, thank you for coming in and spending the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. Did we get everything?
I think so.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, taking the time. We appreciate it. Anytime you can come in and talk Helper, we're all for it.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.